The new law is called Ponce's Law. For Ponce Inlet Police Chief Frank Fabrizio, this is near and dear to his heart.
It was crafted after a dog named Ponce, who was brutally beaten to death in Ponce Inlet, the jurisdiction I work in, April 2017. I responded that. My agency worked that case, an eight-month-old Black Lab's lifeless body. That's what drives us to pass this legislation. So no animal will ever have to go through what Ponce went at, basically a 20-minute beating to death.
Ponce's law seeks to stop someone convicted of animal cruelty from owning or having any kind of contact with any animal. Fabrizio says that decision will lie with the judge.
Sadly, the way the law is now, criminals who commit these violent crimes against animals often get off with minimal penalties and fail to pay their debt to society. This legislation, I think it's important to note, while keeping aggravated animal abuse a third-degree felony, increases the grading of the animal cruelty in the criminal punishment code from a level 3 to a level 5. And increasing this to a level 5 gives judges leverage to sentence convicted criminals of animal cruelty, where right now they have very little leverage to give them any jail time.
Judges do sometimes issue orders of no animal contact as a sentencing condition. However, oftentimes they don't.
That's Jennifer Hobgood with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or ASPCA. She's another supporter of the new law.
Having this language in the animal cruelty statute, 828.12, will clarify that judges can issue those. We've had a situation recently in Flagler County where someone showed up at the shelter to do their community service at the animal shelter, and they had been convicted for throwing a kitten out of the window of a moving vehicle. So luckily, the shelter chose to follow up and check this. But this will just clarify that those sorts of things should not happen. And so it will protect a lot of animals from real harm, from people who have a proven record of harming animals.
The new law also includes a provision to help lost pets get back to their proper owners, for example, in the event of a storm. Sarasota Republican Senator Greg Stube sponsored that effort during the 2018 legislative session.
This became an issue after Hurricane Irma. There was a number of people whose dogs or cats got loose and lost. And some shelters, one close to my area in the neck of the woods, was actually putting dogs down within a day of receiving them, and they were actually owned by folks.
So the new law requires any humane societies, animal shelters, or animal control agencies to put some type of policy or procedure in place to check for ownership before animals are euthanized. That may include checking for a chip or putting up a public notice about the lost pet. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.